Today is Thursday, September 12th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So let's get started talking about my life. So I'll talk a little bit more about the Staybridge Suites, since this podcast is brought to you by Staybridge Suites. Stay a while at Staybridge Suites. I noticed in the kitchen we have there's a pamphlet, and I'm not really sure like why it's there. Like I don't know what the purpose of this pamphlet is. It has Carla Hall on it, and for those of you who don't know, Carla Hall used to be a co-host on The Chew, which is, you know, was a favorite show of mine. It was a Monday through Friday lunchtime show where they would cook, and they would have, it had Clinton Kelly and Carla Hall and Michael Simon, and originally it had Mario Batali before Me Too, and it had Daphne Oz, who just has babies every 8 months. I swear to God, Daphne Oz has so many. I saw her on, she was a judge on some other show. I want to say she was a judge on MasterChef recently. And she was one of their like special whatevers. And she's pregnant again. She's on her like fourth or fifth kid at this point. And there's nothing wrong with having children. I'm just like, my gosh, this woman is just popping them out. But anyway, Carla was on that, and she opened a restaurant in New York at one point. I think she was famous for being a contestant on Top Chef. I don't even know if she won. Maybe she did win, but I have not done the research on that, so I don't know. But anyway, so basically, there's a pamphlet from Carla Hall, and it, okay, I'm not talking into the microphone, but there's a pamphlet from Carla Hall, and it basically says, Carla Hall was able to cook these 5 amazing dishes staying in a Staybridge suite with our, it basically was saying with their fully furnished kitchen, she only used their utensils and their pots and pans and their everything. And she did. But the dishes don't look that great, to be honest. There's like a chili mac and cheese. I mean, you would expect a chef to make something other than that. She's like got a chili mac and cheese, a tomato soup, it's too far away for me to get up and actually, I didn't pre-plan this segment, but anyway, all of the stuff just sounds like something that you would make at home. Like there's nothing really all that special about it. And so I don't know. I'm just like, what was the point of that? And how much did they pay her? I don't know if they have commercials. Maybe they did a commercial where they actually showed her like making the food and stuff like that. I don't know that. All I know is we've got a pamphlet here. And it's not like they stock the refrigerator with the ingredients for these meals or anything like that. So there's nothing you can do with that knowledge. They don't even give you the recipes. Maybe there's a website where you can go and find the recipe. I don't know. I didn't do all that research. However, you know, it's literally just a pamphlet saying, hey, you can cook here because Carla Hall did, you know, and I'm just like, oh, whatever. But other than that, I did get in the hot tub last night. I don't remember now if I recorded before or after the hot tub. I want to say I recorded, then went to the hot tub, and then came back and edited. There was drama yesterday because, and I didn't say this on the podcast because it happened at the very end of the podcast and I didn't want to re-record. But I was using my lovely iRig Duo, you know, that I've been using to record while I've been away. And all of a sudden, I was at the end. I had said, see you guys tomorrow, you know, all of that. I had finished up and I started to bring up the music like I do. And it stopped. Like the audio interface that I used just cut off. And so my recording cut off. I couldn't record the last bit of music and I couldn't record this show as part of the, you know, whatever. None of that could I record because it just literally stopped. Now, luckily I had gotten past all my talking and all that had recorded fine. So that was good, but it stopped. And not only did it stop, but it kept cutting off and then back on. And off and then on and then off. And I thought, oh my God, there's something wrong with this. there's no, you know, and so I Googled like iRig Pro Duo cutting off and on, and I finally found an article that said it was a problem with the 48 volt for phantom power and maybe your batteries were low or something. And my mic doesn't use phantom power, but it said, you know, if the batteries are running low. And actually, when I looked, it said if the batteries are low, there will be a red light that will flash. And so there was indeed a red light that was flashing. But when I hook it up to my laptop via USB, there's no problem at all. But the little article that I found said that when you hook it to a laptop, the laptop supplies the power. But when you hook it up to an iPad or an iPhone or an Android phone, that it has to rely on those AA batteries because the iPad doesn't output enough power to power the interface. So I think it was a battery issue, but I was a little bit confused about that because I literally put batteries in it on Friday of last week, and I've only used it a few times. So I don't know how much battery power it takes to record a 10-minute Geeky Gay episode. I did record like an hour but first using the interface as well, but I did that on the laptop, so I don't think that was using the AA batteries. So I'm a little bit confused as to why the batteries would, and they're Energizers. It's not like they're those cheap, you know, generic batteries that they ship with stuff. I bought Energizer batteries specifically so that I could have good batteries for my recording sessions. And anyway, that's what happened. So I don't know. I really don't know. I want to play voicemails from Scotty, but I don't have them pulled up. So I'm going to look over here and see if I can find these Scotty voicemails. One moment.
Oh my gosh, Adam. Like, I'm listening to your latest, maybe second latest show, and you're talking about Shane and Sydney shaking in the car. That's because they're terrified because you own a super expensive sports car and probably drive like a hoon and go sideways drifting around corners. I don't know, that's just sort of, I'm just guessing at that, but seems kind of obvious. Okay, thanks, bye.
All right, well, Scotty, I don't know what a hoon is. And so sorry about that. I'm not sure what a hoon is, but I'm assuming it's a maniac maybe. But I don't drive like a maniac. That's the thing. I drive like a grandmother. I literally drive like a grandmother. And so I don't think that would be it. I mean, I really don't think that they're afraid of my driving. I think that they know they're going to the groomer, or they suspect that they're going to the groomer. I mean, that's what I think. I think they suspect that they're going to the groomer because one of two things is happening. Either they're going to the groomer or they're going to either my parents' house or to my house. And so it seems that when, and I know I'm putting way too much intelligence into dogs, but it does seem that when Mark and I are in the car together and it's nighttime, and, you know, we go a certain way, like we go down a certain road, Sydney does not shake and she acts excited. She wags her tail. She wants to look out the window, like all this stuff. It's like she knows that she's going to Grandma and Peapod's house. And, but if it's in the morning and we get ready for work and then we put her in the car and we take her, then it's, then she starts shaking. And I think she knows there aren't two of us in the car. It's in the morning. It's on a Friday. I don't think she really knows what Friday is, but I think she puts these things together and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to the groomer or the vet. And so she starts shaking. Now, Shane, I don't know because he's my parents' dog and I don't know his thought process, but I feel like that Sydney has enough intelligence to kind of know what's going on. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe I'm completely wrong and I'm driving like a hoon, but I'm not. I don't think so, because again, I used to be a claims adjuster. I drive a sports car, but I literally drive like a grandmother driving a sports car. It's like driving Miss Daisy in a Nissan 370Z. Seriously. Actually, I don't know if he drove like a hoon, but he was driving an old woman, so I assume he was driving, you know, carefully. All right, well, anyway, so nothing has gone. So I got in the hot tub last night, and that was not exciting at all. I got in the hot tub, and it was hot enough, which is good, because I want my hot tubs to be piping hot. I really want my hot tubs to be super hot. I was the only one in there, which was good because I don't like to share my hot tubs with strange people at hotels. And but the jets, it was so funny. The jets were not pumping water out towards the middle. They were going straight up the sides of the hot tub. And I couldn't sit in any location where I felt the jet, you know, gently massaging my back or whatever. You know, you want to feel the jets kind of pulsing on your back or something like that. No, these were going straight up the walls of the hot tub. The middle of the hot tub was almost completely calm. So there was some jet issue going on, but at least it was hot. And so then I only did that for about 15 minutes and then I came back in. And then I watched some Golden Girls episodes and I watched some Dark Crystal. So I had watched the making of Dark Crystal and they were showing how they make the puppets and all of that. And it was super interesting. And then last night I just continued some of the episodes. And it's really good. It's really good. You kind of have to like stuff with puppets and you have to like fantasy. Because it is, you can tell they're puppets, but they're super intricate, like super good puppets. And it's very, you know, very much a fantasy story. So, but it's good. So I didn't do anything and I got hungry. I had had some pizza at the work event that I went to, but I only had like one piece. And so I got hungry around 10 o'clock and so I was just driving around looking for something to eat. Even though I've got a kitchen here, it's like, I don't want to buy groceries and cook. Although it is nice if I use any silverware. When I come in at the end of the day of working, they've done my dishes. So it's super nice. Like I can leave my dishes. They also provide some snacks and breakfast in the morning and some light. Like they had a baked potato bar one night. So I had that. I left the dish with the baked potato packet wrapper on the counter. When I came back, they had, you know, removed that dish and washed the silverware and put the silverware back in the drawer and all that. So that's nice. But I've been going doing a lot of fast food, so I just got McDonald's, and you know, that's real healthy. And I ended up getting a chicken biscuit because they do breakfast all day and an order of fries. But the chicken biscuit tasted like microwave chicken biscuit. So I don't know if their quality drops because they're keeping breakfast all day or what, but it's much better in the morning. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, including voicemails if you want to be like Scotty. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.